First thing we'll talk about today is Yad Vashem Yeshuas. The story happened in the city of Brod, in Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph. It's about 176 years ago. Someone was a Chayil Masukin, and he was married, he didn't have any children, and there was a chash that his wife will meet the Yibum. There's a mock of Yibum because the brother of the person who's going to die lived in Rome, which is far away. The woman was a poor woman. She wasn't able to child to get a chalitza. So it was one role, he doesn't mention the name, but another swan being down was the Yad HaMelech on the Rambam, Enoch of Nevi Yehuda. He was mastered to write the get on Yantav Sheni Yeshuas. Mamash on Yantav itself, to write the get on Yantav Sheni, to serve her. We don't have to come on Shabbos like this year, okay? On Yantav Sheni Yeshuas, and to write the get, he was mastered to write the get. Shlomo Kluger came out recently, came right to get. The end of Shlomo Kluger wrote a tshuva to Chassam Sofer, and he writes this lashon, L'man l'gir kol d'mei isha, tz'ekes elai k'ani chiyafti, I caused her a problem, she's a aguna, because she can't get a chalitza. They want her, huh?
So they didn't write because of
that? We'll talk about it. So he came out against it, but he wanted to feel he had a good conscience in Shlomo Kluger, so he wanted to know if he passed it correctly or not. So tshuva is in the Chassam Sofer, it's in the Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Hei. The Chassam Sofer brings down that the Yad HaMelech has three stories to be matter. There's a Beish Shmuel in Eben Ezer, in Kuf Sam Lechet, Sifkot and Tess. He brings down that the Chalitza is a tikkun for the Neshama of a person who died. So he came out of this, the Shchimera, and she won't get a chalitza because she's a poor woman. So comes out the Shchimera wanted Pater's wife to get because it's a Tzarech HaMeis, it's a tick in the Shmosai. And in Yad HaShayni, Gmor says in Beyah, even Yad HaShayni of Rosh Hashanah, the Galenei Kechol Shavir Rabbanan, Gmor says. When it comes to someone dies, even the second, certainly on a Yad HaShayni of Goyis, or even Yad HaShayni of Rosh Hashanah, you'll have to do government, it's Kuchal, you'll have to do Mechal Yantav on the second day. So therefore, the Yarmel Paskin, that you're certainly a Sefer, and the Adam, allowed to Mechal Yantav Sheni, even by Yitzhak the Reiser, the Tzoya of Tikkun Shmosa, just like your matter from me, there's a Tikkun Shmosa. So Mela, that was one side by Hetzer. Another Hetzer, Yarmel had, was from Amor, in Ur Chaim, Tavkuf, Yadalat Tzipalat. Amos speaks out, you're allowed to put out a flame on Yantav, Shem Tzor Hachal Nefesh, Hefzim Maman, or Meitat Shamita. You're allowed to put out these three things. There's a machlaikis in the Paiskim, if we send Mechel to Amor, it's only Negei Yantav Shein or Yantav Yishen. The Pechadash and the Yerabba is Meiko, only Yantav Shein. But if she is not. So over here, we're talking about Yantav Sheni. So because Takonis Agunas, and our mitzvah Abraham, it's mutter to put out a flame, so you have to keep it with Kabita Raisa. So it's too late for Takonis Agunas, and mitzvah Abraham, you can be mutter to be medical. Those are the two times that Yad HaMelech was trying to Baruch Hu to write together in Yantav Sheni of Shavuos. The Samseid himself says, he has got a Samseid matter. The Gemara says in Gittin, that it's Ayindain on Beis. Who's Shchimera? The cause of my Gittin is of Israel. He wrote again to Shchimera. He's about to die. So he wrote again to his wife. By Panya and Mount Shabbos. He wrote it on Erev Shabbos. But he is the Gomek of God. There was a chance to give it over to her. The Macha, Tavka Vayama, you got very sick. You got worse, even. Things got worse. And they don't want to run it. She buy Laguna. Also, Kaimei, the Rabba, Amozilla, Amra Litnei, and the Hila, the Hudis, the Yaskula Gitei. The Yamato of Ramakon, where to get in. The Tego, the Tego, the Tiptach, the Tesla, the Shishima, and Mecha Chazak on it. Rashi says, the Hariyare, Panyamas, the Tiptach, the Leibim. What's the top of Gad for Shabbos? The Maisala. So maybe a Makta Mokan. So you see, so some services you see over there, your Makta, a Kinyan on Shabbos, a Shkimara, that wants to part itself from Yibim. And the Gemara is talking about with the Yavas of Faneno. So culture, the place where the Yavas not of Faneno, there's a Mokan to be Makta. This is some service for the Raya, Tiara Melis. So that some service says, and some service myself comes out according to this, if you go so far like this, you can write, if you say the head of the Yad HaMelech, he says, then he can write the Shchimra to write a Tzavah on Yad HaSheni, his money, and his money to the Tzedakah. Why? Because he wants the ticket, he wants to serve him Din Shogahenim. So someone is holding very sick. He didn't write a Tzavah yet, he didn't write a will yet. So he wants to give a lot of the rich person, he wants to give him a Tzedakah. So according to Yad HaMelech, she wanted to write a Tzavah on Yad HaSheni, but that's the same reason. Because it's a ticklish month, it's the same in Shabbatana. From Seba, in the Chuba over there, in the Archaim Kuf Memhei, he took a device. One he took a that a cover on meds, that we might have cover on meds, that's only in Olam Hazza. We don't want to be Masriach, we don't want to be Mavaz of the meds, it should be Masriach. Of a Tzorcha, Olam Hazza, we're not Mazza. We don't say Tzidikadim, we don't say Kaddish Beis HaKavod, Yom Tov Sheni, and he sees the Chachamim very much conscious of Zilzal Yom Tov Sheni. So Mela, he knocks off the first Raya. I'll stick in the Shmosu, we don't worry about that. We worry about him, he should be Mavuz in this world. Adam Abba, we don't find such a ticket. No, but Shmuel is talking about Samzai. He's doing Chalitza, stick in the Shmosu. He's not talking about Shabbos, Yom Tov. This Shmuel is saying that why you do Chalitza, the stick in the Shmosu. Of the person himself. That's what the Shmuel says. So he calls and carries it on, but you have to shame he could take the Shmuel's on. That's a Yad HaMelech. Okay. That's a Kappa, it's a Shtey Kutz. Alright, so. And the same thing says, speaks out, the Shlom of Kuvah, the same for Shiva, Shiva Yinayim, the Kuvah, the Shiva Yinayim, the Kuvah, the same thing, same Svar. The second Raya, some say for his Maska, we're not Maska, and if the Macha, the right, it's our mitzvah. The only reason we're matter out by Mesa is covered up in it, it's a mess. And the Chalai, you don't find the head on Yom Tov Sheni, as the mitzvah say, covered to Kvenu like Solomon, it's not Yom Tov. You don't have to, I like Solomon, as a mitzvah to bear a person as soon as possible. You don't find the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara is the Gemara about only has covered a mess and nibble a mess. But besides that, we're not matter. So therefore, that's what Amos says, to put out a flame, circle never has the moment, that's no hesef over here. And then he says further, some says that we might to keep the circle of Acha, it's not because of the Shemitzah, because I know it's not good. That's Simchas Yantif. And also keep it, the matter of the Shemitzah, and the Shir and Nefshish. But to write again, you don't find such a hesef. And same thing speaks out to Shlomo Kluge, it's the same story like the Stam Sefer. We talked about because he's too far to go. They live in Prague, and the brother lived in Rome. It was too far to travel. It was too poor to travel there. So that's why there was no way to Chalitza. But if they want to write to Yantar, so it should be Mishgurash, it should not have a problem with blah, 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 of Yibin, the Chalitza. All right. The third right is more different. There's some sites that says there's no right for there also. Only a matter, only Kini Chatzah. But you see, the one thing Mata sits like that, let him hand it get over. You see, the one thing Mata sits like that, because why? Because the Mukta is not even Saka Shamila. It's Mukta Mata's son kids. It's an even to the Rosh. The Rosh says, you lost him in town for the guest, which he has Shemiyata by Tir Badat, over by even the right, which is Minasaya, and yet the Shani, there's no Hester whatsoever. And if Shlomo Kluge says further, that the even by Kenya, we're not only to Chasma. Because we say, she wants to Zaka herself. Chasei, the Shulshim, she wants to Zaka herself. Of it's a Dua Vera. It says, Mata somebody else from Egon, you say, hey, Naimich, Eldom Chasei, the Shulshim, it's Kechavecha. Therefore, there's no Hesha, so Shlomo Kluge said, that there's no one else to do an Issa. She herself can do it to save herself from Chevel Egon. But to go, someone else to save her, you don't find any answer. You don't say, Chatei, Yishmael, Savai, Yantar, שמזלת חברך. Therefore, the Chatzav Sefer of Shlomo Kugel, that's a Paschal Y to Asra. So this is the big one to get this. Some Sefer comes out and says, another reason why he holds it's Asra. This might have to happen on Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. And the Sheni of Shavuos. He says, Chad Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is not the rule that the Machmet Tam Sofer. He says, why? Because Shavuos is always the 50th day. Whenever Pesach is, 50 days from then is Pesach, in the Shavuos. Always have to pay 50 days. And then when, and even time, when they send a shluchim out, so the shluchim came over there to pay. But at least they know, backwards they knew when 50 days was. They always knew when Shavuos was. So maybe when they convey Shavuos, wasn't the time suffix like other Yom Tovim, it was like Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. That if someone comes, when the day came Chatzos V'Eila, they won't discover, they won't count the Hades, until then they're about to be more like most of the Seventh Day. So maybe, Yom Tov Sheni, of Shavuos is more Chama, even when it comes out in a week, is more Chama than other Yom Tovim. This is the Kibbutz. This Kibbutz says, Al HaTorah, Pashi Bema, he said, Kibbutzah, the Kibbutzim, Esam, Ayyem, Azeh, Nikah, Kaydish, Yerachem. So this Kibbutz asks, why does it say, by Atzeres, Esam, Yerachem, Azeh, other Yom Tovim says, Esam, Yerachem, Azeh, why does it by Shavuos? So he says, because other Yom Tovim, it could be actually Eidim would come until the Yantar. So maybe the Makai is a Chodesh and the Yantar Makaya. But Shavuos is not China. It's always always the 50th day. So that's just called Eidim Yerudah because it was not Tam Sofik. On this Tam Sefer, they came with David and Ishtak a few kashes on the Tam Sefer. The Kerem with David is a Sinni Kufman. Yes, one kash is from a foolish Gemara in Deya. The Gemara in Deya, I think it's Abdallah of Beis Gemara says, Yantav Teh Shinogu B'zeh M'zeh B'zeh. The day is the day. Well, it came out on Monday, it's Monday Tuesday. Why? Because Moshach, one of the days, is okay. However, if it comes out on Rosh Hashanah, the day is there on Shoshana Gemara says, then Asura, Kosa. Why is all one Kedusha? They said, if you say Shavuos like Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara should say, Yantav Chutz Miyantav Shavuos. It's like Rosh Hashanah, Gemara should have said, well, it says only Rosh Hashanah, Yantav, Nerbazam, Zubazam. So Chere, Shavuos also should be Nerbazam, Zubazam. How can Gemara say? Shtaka Kasha. The second Kasha is, the Kerugav is on Rambam, from Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in Perek Gimel Halachi Beis, Yesh Mekaymais, Shalim Magiyim, Aleyem Shluchi Nitzim. There are certain places where Shluchi Nitzim arrived before Pesach. Lo'yonigim, lo'ham shlucha tishrei. U'min adin, ha'yu sh'yad to Pesach yamecha. Really, she made that one day. Sh'vehigia lo'ham shlucha. V'yad to b'eti yam nikla rosh chedish. V'yad to yantar shal chag ha'sukut shmeyamim. Sh'vehigia shlucha, some not shlucha m'get to them. V'kidei shal chalach, so chayo, why shvuz 2 days? With a show we know we count 50 days from Pesach, so not to be chalak in the Maidus. So Mela, I feel Yantashen of Yantav of Atzeres, you keep 2 days. Shane speaks out in Yitzvah is in the Shoshana that he chetam out. The Yitzvah says, this is the Lashon HaTzvah. Rafshila Achi Atina Atzeres Yamin. Why make 2 days Shavuos? Zera Atzer Shah Kol Moedes. That's the Lashon. It's Zera. You make mistakes of the Moedes. So it comes out from the HaTzvah and the Rambam that it's the reason why you make Shavuos 2 days Yamin is only mitam of Zera. As Pesach at the Sukkos, so you should not have Moedas. So other Shai to be Choma. But other Rabba, from the some Sefer means that Rosh Hashanah is more Choma than 7 days of Pesach and Sukkos. From the Rambam, from the Bar like this, the other way around. But can't be more Kudin. It's the only reason why we make 2 days, it should be more cool. As the Zera. That's the second Kasha, the Kerem Zavir is. Another kasha, which he doesn't ask, which I'm adding on, there's a tshuva of some sefer, says, Mamish Faket, a sefer in your day is in Mishnun. He says, Mamish Lehefach of the other tshuva in our chayim. He would have a shayla. Mila shalot is mana bin yata shayna shal dollars. If this came out, shalot is mana on the second day of Yontif. So he says, he's next to the Mako to do the fifth on the second day of Yontif. Because after you write, the shluchim is to come. And the fact he says, Yontif achol shal peitach ha-sukkos. And certainly he speaks out, and Kolshkein he says, Yontif shayna shal shvuos is more kuludik. So chayra, so he said, b'chayra, mil shloite zmanay, b'chayra shvi muta, on the second day Yontif. So the Chassam hands off the tshuva, v'dina yashla achna, b'shev al-tatsa. Because why? Like where you showing him. So chayra, the Chassam is telling himself, then he says, shvu is the more kudik than all the antivim. And the tshuva in your day, in the chayra, kupa mei, there he says, it's more chomadik, it's mitam vada, mitam sofik. So it seems to be poshut, and another kasha, that Shvil Chai Shvil from the Gemara in Eben. That Shvil and Chassam Sefer. The Gemara in Eben, that Chlam Tzeh Tzorah says, Matze Adam Al Kilkala. Let's say, don't have a basket full of Tzemel, the Yant of Mishan, the Eichel, the Sheni. He's all make it tonight, and he can be Yant of Sheni. So Chaya, if Yant of Sheni, of Shmuz, was like Rosh Hashanah, well, what does Shai to make tonight? Rosh Hashanah says he can't make it tonight, because Yom HaRitza. Same thing, Eretz HaShilam. It says in one day that Yitzayim Ma'al, Nech Adam Eretz HaShilam Yantav L'Chavayay. You're allowed to, for one, to make it tonight. One day to another day. Because one is by the Chayel. You're allowed to make it tonight. And allowed to make Eretz HaShilam like that. And the Pasuk Shechadar HaChayim Tov Kuk of Zayim Tiv Chav Bei, that however, Yantav Shosh Hashanah, he can't make it tonight. So if but Yantav Shein Shal Bayis, you're allowed to make such a tonight. One day on another day, because one day is Mishal Mutra. So if you Shavuot is like Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara and the Mechadosh should have said something, Shavuot is like Rosh Hashanah. It says all Yantav Sheinis of Goy, of Yom Tzayim, is different than Rosh Hashanah. If you're allowed to do it, make it tonight. The Chayr Shavuot is like Rosh Hashanah, the Chayr should have been, you're allowed to make such a, you should now make it tonight. The Mir Taifit is the Tal of Parshat, the Chassam Sefer, it's not like that's mamish. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's like any other, like the mentioning more dimension. So what the Chassam Sefer holds, he holds he shouldn't be mezalz on this. That's what you look at the Shul Chassam Sefer in Archaim and Kuf Mem Hey. He keeps worried about the zilzal that people should not mezalz on Yantif. But I know for sure this for sure that you have Nun Yain. I might come to mezalz on it. So there he writes strong words that you shouldn't be mezalz on it. The Vada has all the dinner of Yantav Sheni. Has all the dinner of Yantav Sheni. Of the like other Yantav. So there, so the Yom HaShem is out of. And the end of the story is, if Shlomo Kluga, and the end of the Tshuva writes, that they didn't write the Ketan Yantav. Yes, the end of the story. Then the story, they didn't write the Yantav. Why? He lived for after Yitzchak. And he came and said, he got a little bit better after Yantav. And he didn't want to write the Ketan because he wanted she should write a condition that if Lucy gets well, he wanted she should give a mashkin. In case she gets well, she'll be remarry him. He was afraid he wouldn't marry her again. Give the get, he'll get well, and then she won't marry him. She wouldn't she want to marry again. So therefore, in the meantime, he died and there was no shadow. Then later he died and they had to do chalitza. What happened? They did chalitza, it doesn't say they did chalitza there. Okay.
What if you
chat
Zilzal?
Somebody
you're worried
about helping them, trying to get them. No, you shouldn't be Zilzal. Figure, what? It's only after Zera. You're doing what the Shia and Titan. So you should come back in Zilzal. That's what Zilzal is talking about. But step aside.
No, if you keep only one day Shavuos, you'll
bring Zilzal on Sukkot. No, you shouldn't be Zilzal on Shavuos. Because really, you should keep only one day. Because you only do because you should make a mistake with all the Titan. But I'll be Zilzal. So there, yeah, because some Titan is very. Mohammed Shavuos, you should come to be in the Dalton. I think that's a child like that. Not in the Shvedic, some said the Shvedic from many places. Next thing we're talking about, Kabbalah Shabbos, right after Pagamincha, and if the Baal is Mekabbalah Shabbos early, and if the other families are Nigrecha, and so is Makabal Shabbos, Shalai Shech Dusha Shabbos. The Mishnah, on Yom Tov, right, yeah.
This week?
Yeah. Like this week or any other, like the Seder Shabbos. It's not after Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Even regular weekday.
Taking on that when you're making
early
Shabbos.
We are,
we are.
Yeah. Right. So
Rosh Hashanah,
the Rosh
Hashanah
is... I first the Mishnah Bracha says, that Chavav Amin Aleph, Tzivet HaMincha Ad Erev. Mincha Yikadavim until evening, until night time. That's like Rashi said, Ad Hashem, Yikadavim until night time. You do that now, Ad Pagam Mincha. You allow to daven until Pagam Mincha. The Gemara says, Hashem Lahitna, Elchasa Loishkama, Loishkama. The Gemara comes up, Maskana, since my precious Yehudin Rabbanan, it doesn't say called Allah Huda Allah Bait. The others, therefore, the others Kamara, the others Kamara. You can do either way. It's very shrimp. I'm not going to that now. The Chayyim also, the Chachamim, my Chayyim, the Chachamim of Yehudi, you go back to the Chachamim always. Why is it different? That's the Shmuz by itself. The Mechavis says, in the Chayyim, in Sinan Eishlam, in Gimel Sif Aleph, he brings down this Kamara of Dina, and he's Meister. This is what he says. The Hosh Yasu Ha'elam Kechad Menayu. Either I always do like in Yehuda, that I daven mincha to pagam mincha, and then my rest to pagam mincha, or kechavanai, he likes to kravanan, or mispal mincha, either you do like kravanan, you daven mincha till night time, shivan yachos, spal aves, to pagam mincha ma'alam, then you can never daven ma'ir, after pagam mincha, shem haskat, he always does bashir, like in Yehuda, mispal aves, to pagam mincha ma'alam, the Mechavis says, they always daven Mayav after Pagam Mincha, so he says she is very strong, very sure. If they sure, the Mincha Yod Davin before Pagam Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah is that you know you should be nice. So Yinat Pam Kach Pam Kach. Sometimes like this and like that. From the Harei Tatzasasi, because I do one day like this, one day like that. Tatzasasi, Afilu Mocha. Mikol Shkein Lo Shloish Stav Yamech. The same day, Mincha Chapagam Avanam Shidam Mincha. Like the after part of Rabbanan, the Abbas Kedem takes a Chavim and Davin Meir before takes a Chavim. That's what Mishmur speaks out. So if I was talking about during the week, that you have in the middle of the week, the highest supposed to Davin Mincha Meir. Mincha you Davin until Shkia, and then if you can't Davin until, it says you can't Davin Meir. You know, from my case, I always Davin Meir before, after, for Shkia, then I must Davin Mincha before Pagam Mincha. The Gemara in Brachas, and the Chazayin on days. The Gemara brings down a mitzvah like this. Last story, Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Last Davin, on Shabbos, Chavos Shabbos, Hidavin, and Be'er Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Oyin et Kedusha ala Kareis, Oyin et Kedusha ala Kareis. You say Kiddush. You say Kiddush at daytime, or not? Tar Shema, the Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Mispal Adar Shal Shabbos, Yav Shabbos Kiddush Al Kareis. You have to daven, you have to Kiddush Al Kareis, Lechus to Kabbal Sayyid. And the Allah is like that. That's what the Gemara says, that's the Gemara in Dov. Drown more. In Lechus Shabbos, in Reis Tamachal, the Bey says, the person wants to be Matan, in the Kabbal Shabbos, after Pagam Mincha Leila, but should be other. That's the Lashon of Drown more. And Mishmur speaks out of there, and the next of it, he does the Nasif Melacha. Whether it's Mekabo, before Pagam Mincha, and the Kabo Sikum. The only last of Mekabo Shabbos, only after Pagam Mincha. Before Pagam Mincha, you can't do it. In Reish Tam Chimon, in Sif Dalet, the Mechabo says, that Isha Shemalik Meret, Yachlaavik Meret, Mekabo Shabbos, and Bajay Rabado. Or Vashi Yim, and Pagam Mincha Leila. Same thing by a woman like Kendo. He was the mother of Meretz, but must be Esther, Pagam Mincha. And the Shavuot speaks out there, is do Kayim Pagam Mincha, and the Kavoshoi Kun. Ask him the other. Him the other is nothing. But look at Kor Alokas. The whole Shai, the Machoit, if you go, where Pagam Mincha is before, say it's before Shkia, most places come home, you go, Pagam Mincha from before Shkia. So Hashem speaks out, and that's the Shavuot speaks out in a number of places. And also Moshe speaks out like that, in Archaim, Chavadal, Simchavdal. Let's say the person is Mekabel himself Shabbos after Pagamecha, he's allowed to tell Yisrael a different youth that it wasn't Mekabel yet, so he's allowed to do Melacha for him. That's the fourth in the Mekabel, and Rei Samach Gimel, and Sif Yudayim. That the Bidu Lash in Mekabel. Mi Shekibla B'Shabbos Kedem Chesheba, Mutter Leimer Yisrael Chavei Lashis Melacha. Why? Because the Chavei is Mutter, no it's her. And even Zweitzeit, even now it's her Mitzvah, now it's her Godel, sounds like you're allowed to tell him. And say, he speaks out to Amor, and Rei Samach Alev, then it's the Falev, and Mi Shekibla B'Shabbos, Shor Adei Kedem Chesheba, Yechalena Liyen Yehudei, you're allowed to tell the guy,
what
is it,
when
is the Yid
allowed to tell the other Yid? Yes, can you tell me after
the
year they
make Shabbos already? Yes, you can tell them. Right, right. Even not Sech Mitzvah, anything you need. The Mishvur speaks out again over there, that even it's not a Mokka Mitzvah, it's the story on God, it's okay. They speak close. If it's not close to night time, you're allowed to, if it's close to night time, yes, we talk mitzvah, it's our brother. But if you do it right after part of mitzvah, to wait a couple hours until Shkia, then here's now it's our mitzvah, now it's our brother, it's okay. Alright, so we see where Claudia Moore says, and the Shukhanah says, you allow him to call the Shabbos early. Faith in Mother Ram, and raise them on Zion, Sif Kodnala. The Chaya, yes, like this. The Mechavis says, and raise them on Zion, Sif Aleph, and Shabbos, Magdimus, Valaris. Yes, there is a chod. Yitaman, you may have a Shabbos early. El Pata Mincha, Yochel Adel, Kabbos Shabbos, Filsalis, Lechom Yad. You have to have a Shabbos early, and you keep the Suda right away. So, thank you, Mabam Ram, the chod all week round, many people daven, Mincha until Tzayif, until Shkia. And they daven Mincha until Lailah, until Shkia. So how could they down there on Shabbos? Maya we have to plug them in the first time in the Saturday. We just got the train and the Chabbos says that he do always light your up on and always have Yehuda. So that should be 7 days a week. So why is it by Arab Shabbos you're allowed to down Mincha all week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you down Mincha till Shkia, then have you down in Maya. So how come Arab Shabbos you get down in Maya we have to plug them in the first time in the Saturday. So before Shem Chabbos and Reshvam and Gimel, that's how the Sassi is it. So that's what Mogavram is. Dr. Mogavram is Mechadish, that even though it's a Davin always Mincha to Lila, but he lost the Davin early, because it's since in the Mitzvah, they might have Chayla on a Kaddish, so it's still like night. It's still like night. Nash of Kalila. So now it's Nash, it's not still a different day, it's the same day, it's a different day, but Friday night already, it's night already. So once it's like night, there's no time to Sassi. I got the Mogav Ram brings down an interesting machlokes. He brings down a shalom, the Shem Sefer Chassidim, that says a son eats a Suda Shabbos by Yom, you have to eat a Kazayas at night time. You have to eat a Kazayas at night time. To kind Suda Shabbos for Lila. That's what the Ram brings down Shem, the Shalom Shem Sefer Chassidim, and brings down if it says. You have to eat a Kazayas, let me finish. You have to finish a Kazayas if it says. And so it's saying it's out the Bach and South Iron Base, the Shem Arab. That's the Mogavram calls. However, he brings down the Tysus and Tysus and the Rush is mashmally allowed to finish the whole Siddur by Yain. And he calls the same Tipaskin in Shumas Adeshan and the same Tipaskin in Ben Yeruchim that you're allowed to eat the whole Siddur. You don't have to waste your life and die after night time. Why? And he says that when the Mogavram speaks out, the reason is that the after part of Mechus is still at night already. So maybe it's like the end of Suda Belayla. So it's like this when Mogav Ram, he passed the Tzai Rosh. If he ends off, the Tzai Lahachma, the Tzirik Tzai Belayla. Mishabur brings down this Machoikis, and he ends off, the Nochum Lochash to the Vayim Lechot Tzai Zahat Tzai Zahavim. The person should try to be careful to eat a Kazai after Tzai Zahavim. However, the Chashukhan, in Sifkan Hay over there, that Simon disagrees, and he says that you're allowed to eat the whole Suda by Yom. And it's because Nechshav Laila, like the Mogav Ram says, Nechshav Laila. I can love it. So the Chassidim says, she is Kazayas for Laila, Kazayas at night time. So the Chassidim says, they're Rav Chumah B'Yama. It's only Chumah B'Yama. So again, see, see the Mogad Ram and Shita, so it's done still a Lila, just to show you Machen. Think of it, the new Lila. Interesting, the Moshe holds, if you want to be Yaisa, this Mogad, this Chumra, of the Seder Chassidim, you can be Samer, if you eat, this is the problem, it's not printed anywhere. But it says, if you eat, there's a famous Machet that's growing in other Shayim, and when is still a Lila? The Gloa, in a number of places it says, in Samchal, in another place it says, that 16 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's still a Lila. If the Allah speaks out, it's interesting to know where you live, but it's really 16 and a half minutes. So the Machet says, that you can send it on the Gloa, even in America, 16 and a half minutes after Shkia, if you eat a Kazayistan, you get to the Chumna of those sheets of the same Chassidah. That's what he said to everyone.
Winter, summer makes no difference?
No, this winter, summer. Doesn't make a difference.
I mean, everyone really actually finishes way after anyway, because by the time you got it.
That's what you eat. Okay?
It's the nice way we hold your shmichah.
Some people finish the meal, it's still light outside. That's it. Does it be matzah or not?
First, if you don't finish that much before...
No. If you dive right there, you sure much by us. You're talking about the rest of part of Mecha. So sometimes it's daylight part of some people.
Yeah, it's maybe a half hour before night.
So what? But it's very hard to get the exact effect. Most people eat the exact effect by the fish. If it's an exact effect, they have to eat. If you need to eat the lila.
That'd be bread?
Yeah, that's exact effect. They have to lila. The imam is left to lila means you have to wait till after, even though the mark is to the no meaning to finish the meal, the fish might not taste the cover. They can't finish the skin, but not by taste the cover.
Right. So, my story from Machem in this?
Would there be a problem down the end on Shabbos afternoon at the club?
No.
It's only for Lila.
Huh?
This day of Shabbos started already.
That's only Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos.
Would it be a dose?
No. You don't find it. Find by because this is a myth to take the Shabbos. I'm not going to take this anymore. And Erev Shabbos, then you take the Shabbos. One thing you might have a Kesh, it makes it into Lila. You don't find, and Shabbos itself, the thing you might have a Kesh, there's no Mitzvah there. That doesn't make a difference. It's only Erev Shabbos. That's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush of the Lord. Only Erev Shabbos, and that's it.
Is it there
Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is not Tati because it's still Lila.
Wow. What about, Pasuk Kisnim, the Mitzvah? The Rav once said, like,
yeah, good, yes, yes. It's the taste, yes.
Cake for sure, then.
Yeah, cake for the rest, yes.
Okay.
It's an interesting day, Allah. What?
If you say it's Lila, you
should have to take Mishra. Don't get carried away. That's the case, that's the Mishra Deraisa. That's the Mishra Deraisa, okay? Alright. Alright. It's an interesting day, Allah. The Allah brings down in Simon Reish Lama the Hei Stifalov. He brings down a Meister Rav. The Meister Rav is Eistam Echei. This is the Lashon Meister Rav. Mutav is Paul Avis Tismana. It's better to die in Mayas as mana than Yachid. Even in Chiris, you don't have a minion. The Miyashal I let the serve, you can't get set of the ghetto, there's not Krishma. She only died in Mayas, only has to taste the Kachavim. If you look in the Gra, in Shnei Saliyot, Tisha Mishnayis, the Gra says an interesting thing, in Perek Dal, in this Perek, Mishnayos, in this Perek, he says like this. He says, it's good for Pshat in the Mishnah. Tzilus Aris Ein Lekva. What does it mean? That there's no stira. It doesn't overlap. Mincha, you can't daven after Sefer Kehovim. Shachas, you can't daven before like the Shacha. The Enlet Tva means there's no stira. It's only Kedam Mayazan. That's your Enlet Tva. That's only a Shir, it's only Laila. And Laila non. You can't daven in a Shlashit, you can't daven after Plagra Mincha. That's what the Gran says in Shlech Zaleo. You know, there's no, you can't daven, the other it does that. That's your Enlet Tva. However, let me finish. However, Moshe writes in Archayim, Chelekinu Simachov, he says, this guy, my Torah, is connected to Shainim. And when it comes to my side, and when it comes to my side, it comes to my side. Someone is always like a girl. It's time to choose to pull out a girl here like this. You can't do such a thing like that. So Chashogun says even stronger words. Chashogun, in Rei Tam of Zion, Sif Kondar says, he says, Gabi Shabbos. Yes, Shem Samson was Baal Adam's man of the Shabbos. Some people are adopted our marriage if it's man of the Shabbos. I see them listening to this. Why? Because they'll come to kill me on the Shabbos. It's better to die early. Because if you start pushing my lady, so maybe this thing's at home later and so on, they come to kill Shabbos. I see them listening to this. The Shatzian, even though the Bialocha brings down the Maitre Rav, but the Shatzian, in Reshtan Heitzit Kuntazai says, that you don't have a minyan. If he doesn't have a minyan to daven with them at night time, you have to say the kacharim. It's nachon l'spalo with a minyan v'joyim. If the don't have the tzatzit that day, so you see kol b'shvura himself in hold the ma'aser out. Also the power from Yankov Kamnetsky, he said, whenever there's a spirit between Shad Zion and Bialacha, you go back to the Mishabura, you go back to the Mishabura and the Shad Zion, not to the Bialacha. So Pilchot Tam and Pilchot Bialma. But the hick is where he likes the Mishabura. So sometimes you find the Hikashad in different places of spirits, see Mishabura and Shad Zion, you go back to Mishabura, excuse me, Mishabura and Bialacha, he says, you go back to Mishabura and Shad Zion, not going to Bialacha. So now, so far we have the halacha is that even though you daven, you tati the satsi, but when in Mogavar to Chadish, you don't say tati the satsi on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because still like Laila. There's another bi-halacha. There's another bi-halacha. Bi-halacha in Meish Ayin Aleph, Sifalof. He says again, he quotes, he holds like the same with bi-halacha in Meish Lam Hei. He says, it's better not to do like the Mogavar. And even as Shabbos says to wait till Lila, Shumi Tati Satsa. However, we just mentioned before, the Shabu says, and they tell us, hey, that the Hamas Vaisis is not blocked, it's just a Suda, it's a Shaila. So without the Davri, certainly you're allowed to Davri, Mincha Efter Pad, Meir Efter Padra Mincha. Okay. Now after, not yet to Mavai right now, are you allowed to Davri Mincha Efter Shabbos, do you have to Davri Mincha before Padra Mincha? Moshe, if you don't have Shabbos, after Padra Mincha, if you don't mind, after Padra Mincha, when you don't have Mincha, does Mincha have to be before Padra Mincha or not? Or maybe, you could don't have Mincha after Padra Mincha, and you could don't have Mincha after, because it's already night time already. So, Oroch HaShulchan, and Rei, Samuel Zayin, Sifkan, Gilding down, he says, the Hecher, beginning he starts like this, the Hamam, the Hecher, you should don't have Mincha before Padra Mincha, if you don't have Mincha, after Padra Mincha, then you should daven Shmincha before Padra Mincha. But then he quotes the Derech HaChaim. I couldn't find the Derech HaChaim, but he quotes the Derech HaChaim and says that the Tzibur, even you're allowed to daven, can be tied to the Tzatzit. You're allowed to daven Mincha after Padra Mincha, and daven after Dvayim Padra Mincha. So, and he writes this from the Aruch HaShulchan, you can be sent on the Derech HaChaim. However, the Mishabura, in Sifkan of them, Rei Tzama Zayin Sifkan Gimel, he brings down the Machlokes, he says, Ein Lismach al Adar Chaim. He says, he can't be Tzama Adar Chaim. That if he's a Stal Mayim, then if he davens Mincha Efter Padra Mincha, then he should daven Mayim on Ten Hashmoshes, the Shatuk Chak. But now it's still light outside. And the same thing, he speaks out again in the Bi'alocha, he says the same thing again. And he says, you shouldn't be Tzama Adar Chaim, because called all Achayim are not masked as Kula. So what's Shah Takim Shah Nadech Achayim? Because the Amish is tied to the Sasa. However, if you say according to the Mog Avram, I mean, Beloch Al Shtai, no one is on the Kula. But if you use this field that the Mog Avram we mentioned before, that's still alive and so tied to the Sasa. Why? I died with Mincha, after Padra Mincha, but when down a couple of Shabbos, all of a sudden, it turns night time already. So there's no tied to the Sasa anymore. So that's the svar of the Chashukhan and the Derech Chaim to do that. What? According to the Chashukhan, you allow to down Mincha to Padra Mincha down with Kabbal Shabbos.
Right.
As soon as I say, it turns all the way. That's the svar of the Derech Chaim. What about now as you fire? Can you be if the husband, the Kal Shabbos, right after Padra Mincha in earlier times, are the Bnei Beisai Nigger afterwards? In other words, if the father, diamonds, let's say diamonds, we're not talking about after Padra Mincha. We're talking about, let's say, he diamonds, we're not talking about going out to the country, we'll soon get to that and hit a goal for a Moshe. But for that, if someone diamonds their early minions, they fish in a community that a number of minions, and he wants diamonds their early minions, as the wife and the family nigger after the husband or not. So the Mechavim says like this. In Reish Tam Gimel Yudbeis, the Mechavim says, if right of the Kol was the Kol Shabbos, then Mia the Zimcha after them, Akocha. If right of the Kol Kibla Alev Shabbos, and Mia the Shach Machavim, Akocha. But there's only 1 million in the community. There's only 1 million in the town. And so, if that's the only minyan, then everyone is nigger after the kahal. Fourth, if you don't want it. Mishbur speaks out of Sifkot and Aleph, that in the ear, the number of shuls, and they always have to say, they always have to Buddha. But now I want to go down another minyan, which is down a couple of later. So then it is you're not Nimshach. At the time when we came, when we did, you're allowed to do that. That's the Mishbur speaks out clearly. But wherever it's not Mabur Shekhanah, the Tabit is in a base guy. If you Nimcha, Achas, Kabul, Shal, Dubai, you shouldn't say a word about it. So, Aruch HaShulchan, and Sifkan Chavez, and Smith Tamagimo, Claire the Shaila. As if they say to Nisha after Baal Bais or not. You could say to Negro, you could say maybe that only, but it's only himself. But the Bais or not Negro. And he says he can't compare it to a woman. That's Mother says, that's a woman's lying in Eris. So there it says, she's not the Moracha. So the Bais are not Negro after her. Why? Because she's not the Baal Basta. She's not the Baal Basta house. But by the man, maybe the Negro. So Rav Hashem says, Tzor in Yedina. Not mention Shekhanah. Only mention Shekhanah has got the Kehillah. The Kehillah is Mekhav Shabbos, and there's only Kehillah there, you need to get them. Or the latest Shul of Dham is there, you need to get the latest minion. You came down late, you came down in Malacha afterwards. However, Geya, the wife and children, and Nikri after the husband, that's not mentioned Shekhanah. Therefore, Rav Hashem Rav Hashem says, Tzor in Yedina. Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva, in our Chayim Chayim Gimel Simul Amitches, and also same thing I found in Kesef Kashulchan, in Simul Ayin Gov Sifkan Hei, they say that the Baal's Mekabal Shabbos in the Shul, then his wife and the Ebeisa live after them. And what's the reason why the Gomorrah in the Shul there? Because the Halacha is a woman has to take all, when a woman gets married, she's become a woman and her husband. Let's say the husband, yet the wife used to keep 3 hours for the milk and pleasure. She married, and she was a Yankee, and her husband's not a Yankee, she has to keep 6 hours. The Chumrah. A lot of way also. Let's say, if he was a Yankee, she wasn't a Yankee, and now he keeps only 3 hours, so the Chumrah keeps, you gotta keep holding her husband, side of the Chumrah, side of the Chumrah. So Dr. Moshe will write in here also. Since the husband, she's nigger after her husband, they ain't nigger after one also. So Mela, if he's a Kabul Shabbos, she's also a Kabul Shabbos. That's what Ramash writes the Tshuva.
That's not an Akkadiyus, is it?
Yeah, huh? One second.
Is that
that's what Ramash says to Shimon Paskins. We talk like that, yeah. The only way I sort of disagree is the Tshuva from Yaisen Shtaif. It says the Chiddush Togo. Yaisen Shtaif is in Tshuva, Zayt Simon Mendes. He says, you don't find anyone in Shekhanah, but it's a Nikra. He says, oh, you only find the Yochav, Nikra after Razim. But you don't, just like you find that the wife, that husband is not nigger after his wife, it's worth the other way around. The wife is not nigger after husband. It's not lachem nigger. Niggers are only said when the kid is in Kabbal Shabbos. Of a person in your house, if the husband's come early, the wife is not in Kabbal Shabbos. That's what the Ben Gishai writes in Shula. The kid is brother, don't write first sentence.
It's when
she's in
Kabbal Shabbos.
Huh? Whenever she wants. According to that, you can't show the kilo, it's still me. According to that, it's just a mulach.
What about all of the masses in the mulachs?
Huh?
You can ask the mulachs for
yes, that. Right.
So according to him also, then someone married the actor would wait 6 hours.
If he met, no.
A woman, a wife, right, would wait 6 hours.
No, this halacha says the Shekhanah Nigra, it's not mentioned. It's only got the Kabbal Shabbos.
So what did you
say? I'm not even finished. I didn't say the Kiddush yet. Let me say. Dr. Moshe, in the Tshuva, it's the Chaddish, that if someone, if the husband, is Mekabal, not Hashem Tusha Shabbos, Mekabal Shabbos early, not Hashem Tusha, he doesn't want to eat a meal late at night, he wants to eat a cup of chicken, kishpa, he wants to eat so late at night, he's still got his stomach to sleep. So he wants to make early Shabbos, he doesn't put convenience, he doesn't Hashem Kavan and Tusha Shabbos, like many people do in the summertime, or the husband sells Mekabal Shabbos way before his mother Gila, the Ishtar is not nigger afterwards. But he has that one thing. That, however, the Tachidish he says. However, the Roy he says that the Isha should not do any malacha shul baila, unless it's a shas of chav or a bar mitzvah. But the malacha is not shas of baal. She's doing it. Let's say she's doing preparing for the kitchen. She has other members of the family. She has for children also. Then you can't ask her help from doing malacha, even though she's only nigger. But it's not since I'm sharing, do it very early, they do it because you want his convenience. So then the Daenerys, she doesn't ask her, she wants to do Malacha. I tell people that at least when you come home from shul, let's say Mother, at least the Shalai Kim shouldn't be looking like, you know, Tata is fasting the home, you know what I mean? He goes to the Shabbos, oh, I didn't light candles yet. At least you should figure out, if they take the time, try to go to shul, comes an hour, at least light the candles, at least before he comes home, not to be, but it doesn't check for the kids, for the chinna, for the whole shul. You didn't light candles yet. Let me finish. Now, the Shalai Zalman in Shmishavs Kachata, in Perek Membav, Sifkot Memhei, he asked the Kasha, and Ramosha's, and one thing Ramosha writes. Moshe writes that the woman shouldn't do anything with her husband. So faith in Lechera, how does the woman light candles then? She's writing for her, when she lights candles in the house, she does the shul baila. And now my daddy said, she shluch her shul baila. Sibat tzachim. However, you see from Shlomo Zalman, he has what to be said. He has a Moshe Tera. You do shul baila, you do shul Shabbos, he doesn't, and she had all its form, he doesn't argue with Moshe. And he didn't hold back to argue with Moshe. Come time to disagree with Moshe, he doesn't speak. Just here's the kasha, there's only one path. Now they say from Yashiv that he has disagreed with Moshe. That's what they people told me that. So I spoke to a chava minor at Israel, which is fine with Yashiv Rose. So he told me, Adrava. He checked it out from one of the close to me, another monastery from, which is probably most for that, it's fine with Yashiv there. And he said, if I care about Yashiv Rose, even more than Moshe. He holds that if you come to Shabbat communion, she can even do Malacha the Shul Baila. Moshe says it should be Machna, not to do for her husband anymore. He doesn't understand that. She, why not? It's Muta, it's Muta to Malacha, why can't she do for her husband? So right says the other house of this holy search from Moshe, that if you come to Shabbat communion, you're allowed, she's allowed to do Malacha. And he only disagreed in the past of, doing Malacha for her husband. So Moshe's Machna, he's even more Mako.
Be up until it gets dark.
Well,
why would that be any different from doing
Malacha? Yeah, we're talking about early.
That's
what
Mom comes to. She would have the same
Easter
as anybody else when it started to get.
Yeah, yes, she has to like him 24 Shki anyway. That's for sure. That was my child. That's the season from the Zamorov and the Yashchol. And the survey of Yankee Stein. Remember, it's not Nidra. The survey. You know, the content of Yankee Stein isn't Shiloh.
What was her
Tzitzit
Shabbos?
Huh?
What is her
Tzitzit
Shabbos?
Her Shabbos is Shiloh, Homs Tzitzit Shabbos. Somehow, if you like 20 minutes for Shki, that's her Tzitzit Shabbos. So that's a normal time. Okay?
And 10 minutes
now. I heard? Yes.
What about the prior evening? When we look out of Shabbos early, we inflict Shabbos on the prior evening, and therefore all the malachas they do from prior evening to Shia become people Shabbos.
Why?
Because of us.
Why?
Because it's all Kehillah, except Shabbos.
So yes, the driver kills the Kabbalah Shabbos because of convenience. That's the opinion. Right. Are you finishing? One second. We can talk about it in a minute, okay? One second, let me finish it. So right now we mentioned that if you cover Shabbos for convenience, the wife is not Nigra. If the Shabbos is, she should do Malacha for her husband, or not do Malacha for her husband, but for herself, or for her kids, certainly there's no problem. The Kumayam, the Sire of Myshel, the Sire of Shonzano, the Eliashim, the Oz. And certainly the guys are shackles like that. But some took it told me that he heard from Yankov Kamnetsky not like that. Yankov Kamnetsky told him that a woman is always tough on her husband. Even to Kabul Shabbos, right after Fada Mincha, then the day is, she's Nigra. In fact, he told me that in Yankov Shul, in Munster, at the Luach, you could tell when the woman you figure the time in the mincha until they get to Midrashim Shabbos, figure amount of time it takes, 20, 25 minutes, whatever it takes. They wrote that's the time she has to light candles. That's what he's doing. And I looked around and Kala also speaks out this in Shulis and Haggis from Moshe Shrembach and Chazadeh Simen and Samuel Tess. He also said the same thing. He in the Kala Shabbos right after Father Mincha, the Zenith, the woman, the Kabbalah. Now another Kiddush. According to my shita, that I hold that the Kabbal Shabbos for convenience, and then when Kabbal Shabbos for convenience, so the people are not Nidra, maybe when the Nidra is not Nidra if they're right, one will be with only one shul time. Let's say you're out in your camp up in the west, or camp by Rabba, camp Megillah, you have a minion there, or sometimes in the mountains, you don't have one, you have a small bungalow calendar, there's only one Megillah there. Now let's say every Kabbal Shabbos, everyone in Kila is the Kabbal Shabbos. Let's say the Kabbal Shabbos is the rest of Pan America. If someone drive up afterwards on Friday afternoon, they're very diamond shvayed, they're already signed, the suit already, it's daylight outside, he's driving up with his van, with all his family, and Hazam is going to the diamond yechidus. Is it or not? He says, he clears the shadow, if he says such a thing, it's only one. Before we told him about the number of killers, so I don't have this shul, I don't have that shul, so down later, see if I down in Plag Mecha, in the same shul, Moshe here, not good, we have too many on him, we have one last of Plag Mecha, we have one laying on. But why is there only one killer, there's only one minion in the, out there in the, a good way west, or other places, in the country, there's only one minion in that killer. The other one is after Tchum Shabbat, they can't even walk there. So Shabbat is, if you say such a local like that, or not. So he writes in the Tshuva, so he Ladina. He said clearly, it's okay. Even if it did not hinge afterwards. So he holds the Dina. Now let's say, if a camp is Makabu Shabbos, they hold out in Boy Shabbos, they're eating the suit already. And it's still daylight outside, you're still, I don't advise it, but Pidin he holds that you're allowed to Kabu Shabbos to Banamutim. Even if you open Kabu Shabbos, they're allowed to come and drive up even later into Makabu Shabbos. Why? Because since they love Makabu Shabbos and Shabbos, so maybe it's okay to do that. I don't advise, it's not good for chinuch, for the people in camp and so on, but Latina, someone has to shine, you can't change the halacha. So Latina, you're allowed to even drive up even, because why? Because since they do it, Shalai Hashem, you should have to do it as convenient, so therefore, the Naz, the Ilam, is that the people who drive up are not big there for people in Kabbal Shabbos.
What's the difference about that?
Huh? In Bayit Pekan, there's a lot of Americans, and in the High North, it's full of Americans. They started in the summertime, they started making Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. So that's when Yashiv came out and ran against them. Connected Minit HaMochem, so there are a lot of princes from Yashiv in two places. The Sefer Shalom HaDarshim, the Chelek Alf, and also in one of the Bashatariyas, it's printed that he holds that you now to make the Americans, they should not do it. If they listen, I don't know. But he came out of the letter against the doing it. They do it on the
list.
They don't. Because you want to Kabbal Shabbos, I'm supposed to go afterwards. If you do the Shem Shemayim, okay, then. If you do it for convenience, why am I going to go after them?
Where's
mentioned, the own house, it's Kedai to be in the Kabbal. I tell the women, and send the women here, you have what you tell the Hakab, at least when the husband comes home from Shul, down there in the minyan, make sure you look careful before they come home.
If she's not accomplished Shabbos when she likes the candles, then she can still do it. No, she has to make it snider. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If she likes it snider, she can light the candles. So, from that point of view, you don't have to light the candles either. In other words, you're saying she can accomplish Shabbos without at noise.
Right, yeah, right.
What?
When you're davening, you can't make it tonight anyway. By candles, you can make it tonight. Davening, you can't make it tonight.
What about by candles when you make it tonight? One person in the Kabbalah Shabbos at that point? That
well, that person will write.
If you meet one makes it tonight, is there someone in the house after the Kabbalah Shabbos? Is that the Shabbat?
No.
So, could you do for convenience? You not doing to a place for Shabbos? More what? Place for Shabbos?
No, once you do it, it's okay. The Shabbos don't have to be a new after. That's not a Shabbos. Some kind of Shabbos you can't block after it, even for convenience. You can't block after it. Shabbos not a good day, sir. That's the issue. Shabbos,
this is the
what?